We're back on with Colter Lubin, wildlife tech out of the Escanaba office for the DNR. And thanks for more of your time, bud.
Yep, absolutely, Adam.
We kind of got your take on this grouse season so far. And also, we did a little DNR business as far as bear check stations that you kind of keep tabs on in the Gwynn and Kearney units. So, as promised, now let's move to deer hunting. We got archery deer season opening up here pretty quick. You told me off the air you got some cameras set up, and you actually got a couple of really cool things happening right now for bow season. So could you talk about that a little bit, get us pumped up?
Yeah, so, you know, I'm always trying to learn, right? You know, and I listen to a lot of podcasts, you know, like a lot of people do now. That's kind of the big thing. And, you know, just trying to take different things away from all these, you know, hunting podcasts that I listen to. And, you know, the thing that I've been hearing a lot of, you know, a lot of people talk about across the country is just finding community scrapes. And what they mean by community scrapes is a scrape that's hit year in and year out in the same place. And, you know, and I've kind of stumbled upon those over the years and just, you know, of course I knew that scrapes were good, but, you know, I just wanted to put a camera on one and really see how good they were all year round. Because I heard that they get visited in the summer, they get visited in the early fall, and then, of course, they get visited, you know, starting now when the testosterone kicks in and those bucks are out looking and the does are visiting them. And it was really cool. I have a camera on a community scrape way up in the big woods and in an area that, you know, there's not many deer at all. And I have six different bucks visiting that scrape in the last month and one really, really nice 8-point that, you know, I would say he's a 4-year-old for sure. He's just a really nice, heavy 8-point buck. So pretty excited about that and just cool to see, you know, one of those things where I kind of learned and decided to see how these things actually work. And it's working. They're there. That's for sure.
All right, here's my 2 cents on community scrapes. And it's exactly worth what you're paying for right now. So, now, granted, the last 10 years, I've been more of a dedicated duck, goose, and grouse hunter. But prior to that, deer hunting was a religion for me. And I really have only found a handful of community scrapes like that. Now, I'll tell you one thing I noticed about community scrapes. First of all, they're good as gold. They can be everything you've ever heard about them and more. Here's what I learned, and I don't know what your podcasts are telling you, but you don't necessarily want to set up right on a community scrape. If you kind of consider what the dominant wind direction usually is, and you set up 50 yards, 75 yards downwind of that scrape, or what would normally be downwind, I noticed a lot of bucks don't go directly to it. They literally just go downwind of that scrape and smell and see who's visited. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, and that's what some of those podcasts have said. You know, some of these people, they got multiple cameras on a scrape. And when I say that, they might have one right on the scrape, but then they have one facing the other way, the direction that you're talking, you know, downwind of what the dominant wind would be, you know, for up here, I would say, you know, obviously early southwest, you know, later on northwest, you know, just got west, and that's what we usually have. And, yeah, they do that and just see how, and there's a lot of times, you're right, those bucks just go downwind of that, and they can check from there. They don't have to go up to it. So that's kind of how I think I'll set for, you know, when I hunt that, which I probably won't be able to hunt until the end of October, but that's all right. That's when they'll be out moving anyways.
Well, definitely keep us posted on that. I'm all in on, you know, vicariously seeing how that works out for you. So let's switch now to your fishing, because I know you've been diehard chasing bass. And did you tell me you had a tournament this past weekend in the UP?
Yeah, we had a kind of a smaller tournament, Angler's Choice Tournament Trail it's called. But it was we had a tournament on Chicago Lake over in Iron River, which has both smallmouth and largemouth in it. And, you know, again, it wasn't too many boats, but, man, it was a beautiful day on the water, Adam. You know, with the colors changing and the fishing, even though it was the day after that huge, big thunderstorm, wind blow, lightning came through, we weren't real excited. Well, we were always excited. We're going fishing, but we're like, man, the bite's going to be tough today. And it was tough, but we were able to get a limit of smallmouth in the morning, and we ended up actually being able to get rid of all those smallmouth with some bigger largemouth. And, you know, we came in second, but again, not many boats. But I was able to wrangle in the big bass for the day. I caught, I think it was a 4-3 largemouth. So that's a really nice largemouth.
Wow. Yeah, in the UP, that is definitely a good bucket mouth right there, buddy. Congratulations on that big fish, then. I assume you won the big fish category?
Yes, I did. Yep, I won big fish category, so I got to buy. I was actually fishing with Scott Cormier, which is out on the show quite a bit.
Oh,
here,
yeah.
So I told him I'd buy Hardee's on the way home, so that's what we did.
Fantastic. Colter Lubin from the DNR office in Escanaba. I appreciate you sharing, you know, shop business with me and your personal experiences. So that's really cool, man. We always enjoy talking to you on the show. Thank you.
I enjoy talking to you, Adam. Hopefully we got more to come and hopefully we'll be able to swap stories down here.
Good luck with that amazing community scrape, too. Keep us posted.
will do, Adam. We'll see you.
This is The Outdoor Show.